for being forced again to take the floor. But this is really a very acute subject. Probably in Russia, we're too naive. We always think that we are surrounded by reasonable, understanding partners and that we can have a normal, mutually respectful conversation with them. We've always been we've always admired British diplomats, and we've had a similar high esteem for American diplomats. And sometimes we are just a bit dismayed by what we hear in international forums. Here, there is open humiliation that they are imposing on themselves. Well, just think about it. In the territory of Great Britain, there was an attack carried out on two Russian citizens. Now, what does Russia have to do with this? This is something that smacks more of the work of this special agencies of Great Britain rather than anything else. If there is some sort of solidarity in NATO, it seems. There is the United States and Great Britain who can just use leverage to keep their NATO partners quiet and force them to display that solidarity. But this cannot go on forever. Now, in any case, the truth will out in the final analysis, and the truth came out about the Iraqi weapons of mass destruction. And very recently, the Prime Minister, Tony Blair, apologized to the British people. Naturally, he didn't apologize to the Iraqi people. Now, after the United States virtually destroyed the state under this pretext, Iraq saw hundreds of thousands of the civilian population die as a result, and who apologized to them? And now we have an incident in Salisbury. Two Soviet citizens have been poisoned with some substance, and the United Kingdom hasn't given us any data, any information. Just absurd allegations and accusations. Even at the highest international levels, this question has been discussed in the Security Council of the United Nations with no proof being proffered, as if the Russian Federation could have somehow been involved. Any reasonable person will understand that Russia wouldn't even have any reason to do anything like this, to attack two Soviet citizens on the territory of the United Kingdom. The absurdity of this is visible to anyone. I am ashamed for the British administration and the British diplomats and the representatives of the so-called allies of Great Britain and the United States when they, like parrots, simply repeat these stupidities. You should think before you speak. In a year or two, everything will have become clear. We are meeting here for just a few days, but as for the attempts once again to accuse Syria, again, this is only absurd. In Douma, the suburb of Damascus, Russian police forces are already on the spot, and local, I'm finishing, all of that can be checked on the spot. Anyone who wants to can check it, but those who carried out the missile attacks on Syria don't want to check things out. Thank you.
Representative of the Russian Federation for his statement.